Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Welcome back.
To the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judges, joined by the girlfriend of the pod, official.
Hi. My name is Aurora.
Hello.
There she is. She is beauty. She is grace. And now you all see her face.
This is what I look like.
Of course, not the first time you've been on the podcast. In fact, this is the third time you've been on the podcast. However, first time on video.
I was going to say, this is the first time you've been visually here.
You've always been there in spirit, in a way.
Yeah. You are a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And like now that we have these like nicer mics and you aren't immediately right next to the room we're recording, we're forever going to lose you laughing in the background.
Which is everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
Sorry.
you might have to do some like B-roll takes of you laughing in the distance so we can add in post.
We'll just throw it on the soundboard, and I'll just whenever someone tells a decent joke, we'll just hit a very very fainted out
Aurora laugh.
Thank you.
Or you could get like, you could get like the first sneak peek of the week, and then you could just add in when she's like. Yes.
Yeah. Aurora starts her own podcast. It's just judging the judges, and it's just her only adding laughing whenever she thinks we're funny.
Could be.
No talking, only laughing.
Yeah, no commentary. Speaking of no commentary, guys, we've got reviews left for us on Apple Podcast, and we're going to read them. Erica, of course, always going first, because first is the worst.
Excuse you.
So go ahead and read your review.
All right, it's a long one, guys. I'll try to read it fast. Title is Erica is the Best, and this is 5 stars from Professor Planty. I love all three of you so much.
4.
Hello.
It's pretty rude of you, Professor Planty.
I love to listen to the podcast while I work for background noise. While I stumbled upon your podcast and fell in love with all of you, including Aurora.
Thank you.
I first listened to your podcast on Apple, but I listened to all of your episodes within 5 days. The following work week, I noticed I hated all of my other podcasts because I wanted them all to be the judges, but they couldn't compare to you four. I tried to watch the YouTube version, but I get distracted by Erica's beauty and the laughter that I just stare at all of you and just enjoy seeing you be friends together. While I wouldn't describe the podcast as wholesome, I would say your friendship is. Seriously, Erica, aww. You have beautiful hair. Thank you.
What does that have to do with the friendship?
Erica.
Boo. I'm in HR and I'm committing time theft because of this.
I can appreciate that.
Since YouTube is distracting, I've started to listen again on Apple. I'm from Northern Kentucky, but have moved away, and you guys bring me the Midwest nostalgia. The podcast is amazing and the dynamic between all of you is perfect. I didn't realize you guys were on the TikTok Clock app. And have since given you all a follow and on the gram. I would love you to do an episode where to strictly judge your listeners or judge other things. I want to hear Erica's opinion on everything. What does she think about Kimmy K? What is something she thinks is overrated or underrated? Just remember, Erica, if your husband doesn't treat you well, I can be your money mommy. Emperor's New Groove is the best Disney movie, and my boyfriend and I are going to be Yzma and Kronk, XOXO Gossip Girl. This is my favorite review of all time.
So in this scenario, do we lose Erica but then gain the money mommy's ex, the boyfriend?
I think the real situation here would be we lose Christian and we gain money mommy.
What? Is she now, does money mommy for all of potty? Like, does she just fund all of the podcast?
Oh, I don't ever call it potty.
I'm down for dumping Christian.
How deep is the money mommy's pockets?
As deep as her love for me. So very deep.
Well, probably not that deep. Women's pockets are notoriously really shallow.
That is a very good point.
And that also contributes to the wage gap crisis, right? Women just choose professions that have smaller pants pockets. Guys, very, very, very crazy. I haven't worn this shirt in months. There's something in this pocket. Do y'all want to find out live?
Oh. Is it my small cat?
I don't know.
This is exciting.
Is it money?
A small comb.
That's... What would that comb be? Okay.
It's not a mustache comb. I believe it's a doll comb.
It is a...
A little cute animal.
Is it a sugar baby?
Sugar like baby.
Sugar baby.
Sugar glider.
Is that what mommy money is?
Sugar glider. Sorry, I was thinking about money again.
A pin.
And
what's pin the pin? Oh, it's Bjork.
Bjork?
Yeah, it's Bjork. And those are my things.
Speaking of men's pockets being too big, little kitty cat.
Are these all Aurora's things that she just couldn't fit in her own pockets?
There's so much stuff in that pocket.
I need all of these things
that
immediately.
That might be it. That was fun.
I have been missing that tiny animal.
So there we go. Just as good many surprises in that pocket as there was in that review. Thank you, Chris. You want to get into your review?
Yeah, I got a 5-star review here from Coop Daddy Nasty.
Wait, if like we get a Money Mommy, can we also have a Coop Daddy, or is that too nasty?
Too nasty. I hate you. It's too nasty.
Filthy nasty. Title of the review is The Judge It Was.
Yeah, okay, I'm on board.
I came across these guys on TikTok and instantly got hooked. I quickly found them on Spotify, then came over to Apple Podcasts to continue my listening. Listening to this podcast literally feels like you're hanging out with your friends. These three seem like the kind of people you went to high school with, but never end up speaking to. Only meet them again in college and find out that they're some of the coolest people you ever met.
So this person's from our hometown.
Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully.
The judges seem like the kind of people that are impossible not to mesh with. You have Josh, who's quick and witty and always has a clever or cringeworthy pun on
hand.
Mostly
cringeworthy, yeah.
Then there's Erica, who seems down to earth, gives genuinely good comments and advice for every situation brought up from Reddit, and has very underappreciated jokes paired with a great sense of humor. The last judgy, Christian. That's how he has it written. I believe that's how you pronounce it, right? Christian?
Yeah, like the worst character on Dragon Ball Z, sure.
How dare you? He's hilarious. Most things that come out of his mouth are so off the wall that it'll literally make you pause the podcast, physically regroup yourself, and laugh your face off before resuming it. He brings humor and sarcasm to every conversation, and it is appreciated. The bottom line is, if you're at work, sitting at home, or just want the company of your friends without actually hanging out with them, throw the judges on. It'll feel like you're sitting right with them. Thanks, Coop Daddy Nasty.
Now, Aurora, can you vouch to that? Can you, like, when you listen, is it like you're sitting in the same room as them?
Yes.
Them being us?
Yeah, I've actually been trying to catch up on your guys' episodes, and I've been listening to them on the way to and from work.
Wow.
I know, I'm very cool.
Have you had enough of us now? Are you like,
no.
Well, for the love of God, leave?
You guys don't understand. That's the only communication she has with me. I'm completely mute off pod. I need to save all of it, all of my voice for the mic.
Yeah, he never talks to me ever. He never makes puns to me or at me.
Communicate directly through email.
Yeah.
As per my last email, I love you, good night.
It needs to be very formal. Otherwise, I'm out.
It's a her thing. It's not a me thing. Let me be clear. All right, my last one really quick here. Absolutely wonderful podcast. I found the judges through TikTok like many, and after going through the account and watching a few more videos, I knew I had to follow. These three are the funniest people I've heard in a while.
Thank you.
Aurora as well when she's on the pod. Thanks. And I listen to the show daily. Thank you, Erica, Christian, and Josh for making this pod and brightening mine and others' days. Glad to be a part of the jury. Now, hang on.
Just want to say, real quick, we didn't just pick ones that had mentioned Aurora.
I did.
Oh, I didn't. I read it because it was about me. But so many of our fans love you, Aurora, that you're mentioned in all the comments, all the
reviews?
Yes, that thing. You're in all the reviews. Everybody loves you, and I'm glad you're around.
Thank you. I really enjoy you guys as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can check my email on my thoughts on you.
Okay, thank you.
As per my previous email stated, I think you're Pogo.
Ooh,
that word. I don't like that.
Poggers, Pogo, I don't know. Pogo, I think, is when you're creepy, right?
Maybe.
Poggers is you're cool.
I don't know, it sounded weird.
I have something that I found on a box that I need to share with you guys.
You're just going straight in for your own stuff here. You're just taking over the pod.
It's a review.
Yeah, it's a review from me, kind of, okay? And you can pretend it's about you guys, because it would be pretty funny if it is. Okay, so for those of you listening who don't know, I work at a thrift store. One of them.
One of the big ones?
Store, yeah, big thrift store.
Yeah.
And we get stuff donated in various boxes. And this box in particular had fake ducks on it. Okay. You want to know what it was called?
I would love to know.
Fake ducks?
No. Elite full body honkers.
That is poggers.
A six slot bag.
Yeah.
Full body honkers.
Yeah. This is a hell yeah.
That's a Zoomer grandparent describing his wife's tots.
Stop tots. It. Full body honkers.
Okay. May I take a squeak at those?
Oh, okay.
Full body. That's amazing. And a stretcher feeder. That's pretty nice.
What's a stretcher feeder, I wonder?
I don't know, but there does have a CNAC active in there as well.
Wow.
It's just a bunch of kink stuff in that box.
I don't even remember what was in there, but it was heavy.
What? You don't think full body honkers can have feeding kinks?
Maybe.
They sure do.
Okay.
All of them do.
They also have a stretching kink.
Joshua, what did you have to say before I interrupted you?
I don't remember.
Okay, we'll move on then.
When did you interrupt me?
When I was talking about how wonderful Aurora is.
Oh.
Thanks.
And boys, girls, and MBs, of course, we don't just read reviews on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And that involves us reading stories that we find on the internet, and we laugh at the people in them. We judge the people in them. And most importantly, sometimes I do that. You guys ready? I've got a freaking doozy.
I don't like when Josh does it.
Oh, Aurora, you got stories? You can do this episode.
No.
Okay, then I'll do it then.
Fine.
Unless Aurora's got stories?
No.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you give her your stories to read?
All right. Are you guys ready? I've got a freaking doozer.
We're like ready.
The production company that made Scrubs and Cougar Town. Doozer.
Really?
r/relationships. Is this a whoop?
No.
Correct. That was a test and you guys passed. My father is dating a prostitute he paid for years.
Yikes.
As in he's no longer dating or no longer paying them?
Paying them with that dick.
Dick.
He's now just their money mommy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Their dollar daddy in a way.
It's a bad deal.
And his pocket's deep.
Honestly, good deal for him.
Mm. Yeah, he's saving a buck or two.
We don't need to read the story. We got it all figured out already. I've, 21 female, recently learned that my family is pretty fucked up. I always knew my dad cheated on my mom multiple times, but I didn't really know what to think of it. Probably just think it's bad.
Yeah, your dad's a bad person probably.
The first time was when I was around 8, and my parents told me they were getting a divorce. They didn't. And I heard some things about Thai girls, but I didn't understand much. My parents have been on and off for a few years now. At one point, my mom found peace and support from religion, and our family life seemed pretty normal. We went to church every Sunday, my parents didn't fight much, and we spent our summers and holidays at our house in France.
How sweet.
This city of love. Wait, that's Philadelphia.
City of pants.
That's France. Pants. Yeah, little Francie pants over there. Well, my parents are now getting a divorce for real, not for play, and it's all out. My mom revealed that my dad had been paying a prostitute to stay in a nearby city while we spent our summers in France, stopping by at her hotel whenever he ran errands and while he was at work. He visited sex shops near his office. He runs a small programming team, making quite a lot of money. And he spent around 120,000 to 200,000 euros on these kinds of things during his marriage to my mother.
Holy cow. That's he does lot. Have deep dad pockets.
Yeah. Deep dad pockets. He only told her about this last summer when he took part in a sex addiction group. Women could never. They don't have the pocket depth to cheat on their spouses this much.
Exactly. They never cheat.
And that's the patriarchy right there, fellas. He dropped the group and decided to live a life like this, apparently, because he's now dating the prostitute that he's been paying sex for. They're friends on Facebook and Instagram, but her status says single. Today, my mom told me that he hired his new girlfriend as an employee for his programming team.
That's smart.
I suppose he's trying to avoid taxes being taken out between paying her to be his girlfriend, but it's just ridiculous. She's being paid over 3,000 euros a month. He's told my mom that he's happy and recovering from his addiction with this prostitute he's paying. My mom, who I'm very close with lately, has been a housewife and the caretaker of my little brother with Down syndrome. She has no work experience and no income once the divorce is final. I'm scared for her finances, and honestly, I don't think I'll get any safety net inheritance from my dad, as he's very new money and, well, uses his wealth on sex. I really miss my dad. I've always been a daddy's girl. But I'm so angry at him, I have no idea what's going on in his head. I feel like I can't trust anything he says because he's a pathological liar and a cheater, and calling him out could put my mother's finances in danger because the divorce isn't final yet. I don't want to rock the boat at this point, but I have so many feelings I want to talk to him. What on earth is going on in his head? It's like that Pixar meme.
No.
Yeah, that's what that show's about, is cheating fathers.
Don't think so.
Have you seen it?
No.
Well,
Pixar, fair enough. What, Inside Out?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was about a cheating father.
Bingo Boingo just fucks everybody in that movie.
Bingo.
What's his name?
Bingo Boingo?
I think his name's Bingo Boingo.
Wackus Bonkus?
It's not Wackus Bonkus.
What is that from?
TikTok. Yeah,
TikTok.
No, obviously, but what's the
Inside sound? Out?
Is it Wackus really?
Wackus Bonkus?
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
I have no idea.
I've gotten over my initial feelings of hate I had a few weeks ago. And I think I'm ready to talk to him, but I need help to figure out if that's a good idea and what I should be saying anyway. I don't want to lose my dad, but I don't want this one.
You're my dad. Boogie, boogie,
boogie. Wackus, bonkus, bonkus. Classic bad dad story to start off.
Not a rad dad at all.
Not a rad dad. Bad dad with a bad bod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But deep pockets.
So deep.
So he's like a 7, but with the pockets, he's like a 9.
He's probably got cargo pants at this point. He's got so many pockets.
I can't tell if this girl is trying to shame the sex worker.
Yeah.
Or if she's trying to shame her dad.
Yeah.
Because we all know who they should be shaming.
Yeah, the mom for not...
No.
So she doesn't know about this?
Oh, she knows.
I think everybody is in the know now. But she wasn't in the know before now. Now they're in the know, you know?
He knows that she knows.
He knows.
She knows he knows. That's what I was going for.
He lied.
She cried. Yeah. He lied, she believed, of course. And you know what? We just need to live, laugh, love it all the way.
It seems so insane to me to make enough money to just put somebody up in... like a hotel room for months at a time.
Or the fact that they're going to take summer. When you say you're summering somewhere, you're rich as fuck.
Yeah. Especially in pants.
Yeah. I feel like 3K a month isn't that good of a salary. You know what I mean?
Mid, I think, right?
Like 36K?
More than what I make.
You gotta times it by like 20%.
That's what I mean. Like, would you get paid your current wage to ruin a marriage?
Would I?
That's not what she's doing.
Huh?
That's not on her.
Okay, yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying.
Is it legal to...
explain it to me.
Like, is it legal for him to hire her because they're in a relationship, or is it not?
If it's his company, it doesn't matter. There's no legality. It's just intra-company stuff. Like, I'm sure he's fine with it. I'm sure she's fine with it.
I'm sure no one else in the company is fine with it.
Well, there's only a 2-person company. It's him and her now.
Ah.
He does all the programming, and she does all the data processing, you know what I'm saying? She deals with the RAM. She gets the megabytes.
I don't know anything about programming, so...
Me neither.
Okay.
I know a lot, but I'm not going to tell you guys about it.
Erica, I want you to go off. Go off, queen.
What do you want me to say?
Your opinions.
I give you my opinions. This dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah?
I have lots of opinions about shitty dads. Well, I got one.
Yeah. Did he ever cheat on your mom in France?
Well, not in France.
Well,
the only other country he went to is Canada and Mexico. Probably.
Mm.
I don't know. I've never asked my dad about his sex life. Don't ever plan on it.
Insane that, I mean, I'm sure there's many couples who have worked through it, but to sit on it for 15 years of knowing. I guess that's when the daughter found out.
Yeah. You know?
300,000 euros over the course of...
How much American money is that?
Like $360,000
extra. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's like mommy money.
Yeah.
Mommy
there
money.
There we go.
That is mommy money.
That's mommy money.
Think of how much Lululemon that would buy.
At least one.
What's up with all the awesome alliteration going on?
That's just that time of the season, Josh.
All right, I guess we'll go on to the next one. My husband thinks I'm cheating.
I'm sorry, Josh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's so cut and dry that the dad's a bad guy. He's not red.
I thought maybe we could wax on France. Aurora brought up pants, and you guys said Nance.
Do you think they were French kissing, or do you think it was strictly fucking?
I think they were Canadian touching.
Oh.
Yeah, yuck. That's an Oprah the pants hand job.
Oh, Jesus.
It has to be in denim jeans.
Yeah, Wranglers to be precise.
Well, I gotta go, actually.
Maybe they are French Canadian and they just summer in France.
Maybe his name is Jean-Jacques and he's like a maple syrup guy, but he does programming for them.
And you have to do it while you're wearing Johns.
What's I'm blanking on the word.
Piece of shit.
Not profiling. What's the
stereotyping?
Yes. Thank you. Quit stereotyping Canadians.
French Canadians specifically.
Well, we don't.
They're kind of the worst.
Guys, ready for the next one? We're moving over. I know we just did an r/relationship, so I don't like to dip too much from the same pool.
Don't want
to
double dip.
Yeah, it's kind of rude in a way.
Yeah, it's really French Canadian thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be kept a quaffle of me to do. So
oh.
We're going over to r/relationship advice.
Okay, so, big leap.
Yeah.
Big leap.
I know. Calm down, everyone. Take it. It's okay. We'll survive. Oops. My husband thinks I'm cheating because I got a hemorrhoid. Does this lighten the air?
Yeah, it does.
Do you feel the tension lifted?
Yes. Thank good. You.
Good. You know I like a good poop story, Josh.
It has nothing to do with poop, just hemorrhoids.
Aww.
We all know how she got it.
You know how that
clearly
should go.
She was cheating. That's how she got it. She's cheating.
Oh. This is just a really good cover.
Yeah. It's actually the girl from the story where they said that they showed their Tinder hookup, the judges, and she got the hemorrhoid while cheating on her partner in her Tinder hookup's bathroom because she was scrolling our talk for too long.
No. We don't shame her because...
How is that shaming?
You said that she was cheating on her boyfriend, and that's definitely not the case because she's a good judgy.
It's mostly because she lost track of time for so long that she gave herself a hemorrhoid. She got off the toilet and her legs were asleep.
My 23 female husband, 29 male, last night accused me of cheating after he learned I had a hemorrhoid. I'm completely devastated, and I can't seem to convince him to his or my satisfaction that I didn't and would never cheat on him. He noticed when we were about to have sex that my butthole looked a little different, as it does when you have a hemorrhoid, and immediately asked if I'd cheated on him. I already told him earlier that day that I was having some pain, and even about a week before, too. Didn't matter, and he said I could have just been telling him as a cover so that he wouldn't be suspicious if he saw.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Playing the absolute long con with your asshole.
I only have anal sex. My husband won't find out.
Can't get pregnant that way, so.
I guess that's a pretty big brain move, Erica. You're right.
I'm sure you could.
Could try if you tried hard enough.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I want to say it.
Say it.
Go ahead.
I saw a TikTok.
Of anal sex?
No, you freak. No. That's not the side of TikTok that I'm on. But they were talking about how you can't get pregnant from anal, and they said, I forget what she called it, unless you wipe back to front.
Yes.
Correct. Monster.
Yeah.
And you can also get disgusting. A yeast infection.
Yes. Correct.
And a UTI.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
And a hemorrhoid.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
You can't get a hemorrhoid from that.
Oh.
But everything else I said.
From the sex part, you can't?
I mean, maybe.
I tried explaining to him that hemorrhoids happen sometimes and that they're natural, and it's certainly not because I had anal with someone else. His response was that they're not normal for me. That's true. I don't get them often as an adult, only one other time in 3 years we've been married. And he thought I was cheating then, too. But I still didn't cheat, and I can't explain why or how it happened to get one. And I'm hurt and angry.
I got something to say?
Yes, say it, Erica. This is what I've been asking for all episode. Let it loose. Let it fly. Open the mouth and let it out, my guy. I'm waiting on bated breath for your response.
Okay. Calm down. Because first of all, I hated all of that.
Yeah.
That was really impressive.
Second of all, why is he so adamant that she's cheating?
Ruh-roh.
Glass house. Projection?
Is he projecting?
Maybe.
I think he's
projecting. Yeah.
How many times has he had anal sex and gotten hemorrhoids? Maybe he knows something we're not privy to.
It's possible.
It's possible. That's my theory I'm going with.
He treated me like a cheater, withdrew all affection, and won't talk to me like a normal person again. What can I do? Can I convince him? Is this crazy at all, or would most people respond like him?
This is crazy.
It's crazy. This is a totally, completely normal reaction from a totally cool dude.
Love that it's the second time it's happened.
That's what I mean. Like,
how did I miss that detail?
She said it happened before, and he thought she was cheating on him back then, too.
Oh, I didn't notice that he thought that before.
That's why I was like, he's definitely projecting.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
How did you not learn the first time?
That makes more sense.
Everybody knows you only cheat in 3-month increments or 3-year increments. Like, you can't cheat more than that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like the planets have to align, in a way.
In a way.
How would you know that?
Guys, I have a hemorrhoid.
Preach, brother. Feel you on that one.
I didn't accuse him of cheating, though, because I've never seen his butthole.
Not yet.
You're going to have to start checking it out for him and see if he has hemorrhoids or not.
Guys, come back on the circle, George, to see what I've got in store.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to see your butthole.
If you're not on that side of TikTok currently, you will be after the circle, George.
We're going to do butthole telephone. So Aurora's going to look at his butthole and then describe it to me, and then I'll describe it to you. And you'll tell him if he has a hemorrhoid or not.
Okay.
Listen. If you've got something medically wrong with your butthole, I will look at it.
I would ask you first, out of everybody in this room.
I appreciate that because
my eyes are the ones that work here. You should be asking me.
Yeah, you're the only one. Do you think wearing glasses?
I can't see far away. I can see.
He's
up
got
close.
A big ass asshole. It's deep. It's like the Grand Canyon.
It's
back
my
there.
Deep. It's deep.
I do like to call it Old Faithful.
Stop. Oh, whoa.
Aurora's dying. You guys requested it. There's her laughing on the mic. Nice. Anything else, guys? We got two cheaters. First one was a guy. Second one was a wife.
Was also a guy, if we're being honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in a way. Is it cheating if you tell him?
What?
Huh?
Like, yes. The wife knew that he's a serial cheater.
It's still cheating, though.
It's only not cheating when you discuss it and both partners consent to an open relationship.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, if Christian and I wanted to have an open marriage, aka if he was like, I want to fuck someone else.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, sure, but I'm not going to fuck anyone else.
Yeah.
We're having that conversation. Mm-hmm. And sorry, my phone was buzzing. Then that makes it different. That I'm not saying that it makes it okay, but having that discussion and both parties consenting makes it an open relationship, not a cheating one.
I feel like that's sort of cheating in terms of like a relationship. Like, it's almost like a cheat code. You know what I mean? Christian gets to slang puss and be married. That seems like a cheating code to me.
Yeah, this is like big. This is like bobbleheads in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
What's the code for PS4?
I don't remember.
Like XXO.
For PS4?
Square.
Up, down, up, down, start.
I don't know.
How about we up, down, up, down?
L1, R2.
Well, let's
R2, R2.
Let's spend a minute and let's see how many cheat codes we can go off the dome with. Because I think I got some Grand Theft Auto ones in my head. I think it's left, right. It's L1. R1, L2, R2, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, and that's weapons.
Weapons at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of change the variety on the directional arrows, and it'll give you the different weapon sets. Mm-hmm. But in Grand Theft Auto, they always open up with L1, R1, L2, R2.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. We need to get to a break.
On The Sims, it's... Control.
My issue wasn't Rosebud. Talking about cheats. It was specifically that it was Grand Theft Auto cheats.
Control Shift C.
Did you guys have that cheat code book?
Oh, you know I was not doing that. I wasn't spending money in corporate, lining the corporate pockets. I was going to GameWinners.com.
I was more of a game FAQs kind of guy.
That's where I get all my Sims cheats,
that's
dude.
What I'm saying.
Still? In 2021, you're still?
Yeah. That's really funny. Out with every update.
That's pretty funny that it still exists in 2021.
Gotta love it. All right, let's hit that break.
Let's go to a break, guys. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I hate you.
Guys, welcome back to this side of the steak.
I didn't even have my headphones on.
Steak?
Yeah. It's sort of, you know, Halloween vampire themed October.
Okay, so it's spooky season. Okay, I'm on board with it now.
I mean, I am wearing my spooky shirt.
Fourth Sanderson sister, too, because that is from Hocus Pocus.
What?
Is that not Hocus Pocus?
It is Hocus Pocus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just didn't like the way you said
Hocus Pocus.
Stop.
Are we just going to copy that shirt and do the fourth judgy?
Sister?
Yes.
All right, we got mail, guys. Ooh. People sending in mail. P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61351.
50. 61350. I've already pre-opened this.
We have not pre-seen it.
Correct, but you can get pregnant from pre-seed.
You can get pregnant
if you pre-see stuff.
Yeah, if you wipe from back to front.
It's a carrot.
Oh, I thought that was a butt plug for a second.
Speaking of hemorrhoids.
Before you get any ideas, it's not body safe from Sky.
Why? It's conical shaped.
Do not put this in any orifice. It's like a stress ball.
Oh, I really like to squish that carrot at one point, please.
I feel like it's literally just tapered.
I probably shouldn't do that to a phallic shape on camera, huh?
Your feet are already on the internet. You're already screwed.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Thank you, Sky.
Thanks for caring.
Thank you. Not as squishy as I wanted it to be.
I keep a...
Aurora does not approve. I don't need it.
I keep...
Boogie, woogie,
I feel woogie, like I have a bad reaction to everything we've opened where I go... That's the worst thing it could possibly be. And then we open them like, okay, that was just a normal item. But I have like such low expectations.
Yeah, Christian at Christmas Day is nefarious for always reacting poorly to whatever you've given him.
I open a box and I go, oh, it's Kinex. Oh, wait, it's Legos.
New Bionicles.
But yeah, like that, I literally thought it was a butt plug from first glance. I was like, they sent us a carrot butt plug. That's insane. Last gift was, yeah. I thought that was a dead bird.
Guys, don't send us butt plugs. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
That would be a travesty.
The first gift I ever got Christian for Christmas when we first started dating was Legos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a butt plug.
What are you doing? You knew what you were doing.
No, but a Lego butt plug.
Playing with our asshole.
Stop it.
It's the kind.
Stop it.
It's the kind that's got like that jewel on there, but... It's got a Lego on there. You can build stuff from
Lego
your butthole.
And if it gets stuck, you can use that little tool to pry it out.
Easy.
I got you a custom Lego head to put on the tip of it.
Now, the thing is, most Lego dildos / butt plugs do have to be completed using an illegal build. So they're not safe for competitive Lego building.
I have just thought of a new bit I'm going to do.
Okay.
Where every time you say something that pisses me off, I'm going to chuck this carrot at you.
You get one episode because I ain't giving it back. You only get one. You don't get any reloads. Mm. You got one in the chamber.
Send us more carrot-shaped items that I can throw at Joshua.
Josh already asked for butt plugs. We already asked for the carrot-shaped items.
All right, guys. Before this tapers off too much, let's get into the circle, George.
Okay.
What a guy.
Now, we got sent in this as like a, hey, you should do this on the podcast type thing. But we have a past Mormon, a former Mormon, a foreman in a way, construction or otherwise. Aurora, raised as a, what is it, Latter-day Saint?
Correct.
Or a Saturday Laint.
I wish it was Saturday Laint.
That's when you're just sort of lazy on a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. The past tense of late is Laint. The past tense, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left the church when I was 13 years old, kind of. I just didn't go anymore.
Nice.
Friggin' rebel.
You do still wear the underwear.
I do not.
What's the underwear?
No, I'll describe it to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's like an actual thing.
Yes, yes. I did not realize it was a real thing.
And to family that listen to this, I guess I'm sorry. I mean, you guys aren't really Mormon anymore either.
Letting out the secret deets here.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. So the underwear is basically like, you know that old neckline for women's clothing that kind of looks like the bottom half of a hexagon?
A square neck, yeah.
Yes. So
I believe it's called a trapezoid.
It is not.
It is not.
The bottom half of a hexagon is called a trapezoid.
No, it's not.
No, it's one, two, oh, shit. He right. Oops. Anyway, so it's basically you get to choose between, I think, three materials, satin, mesh, and then like a cotton, and they're all white. It's a t-shirt, and it's got that old boogie, neckline. Boogie. It's a t-shirt. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
That's
thank
your
you.
Underwear is the t-shirt with that neckline?
Basically. And a pair of knee-length cotton shorts.
Okay.
And that's worn every day.
You have to wear that underneath all your outfits.
Yes, and I don't know if this is doxing. I don't know. I don't remember what that word means, but
the premise of like, I don't know if this is tribalism and then just saying completely different. Well, like, I just don't know what that word means. So I don't know.
What does
if
it
it's
mean
this.
When you're like talking about like, okay, so a relative I have.
Yeah.
That I've seen wear their underwear.
There you go.
Wears the Mormon undergarments and then wears regular underwear over it. Can you imagine how hot that is?
Yeah, it's got so fucking hot.
And sweaty-wise.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad.
Sweaty-wise, very
sexy
hot.
Sexy and warm, yeah.
Disgusting. Stop it right now.
Yeah, so...
You know what I'd want to do to that Mormon?
Give me the carrot
absolutely
back.
Nothing, Josh.
Let's talk about soaking and jump humping.
I'm sorry, I wasn't done.
Well, then continue.
Thank you. So... The men's underwear.
I was trying to get you out of an awkward conversation.
It's fine, Jask.
Situations are really awkward if you make them awkward, Joshua.
Men's underwear.
Okay, so it's basically the same thing, knee-length shorts and a t-shirt, and you get to choose between mesh, satin, and cotton, and all of them have this little symbol embroidered in them, and you have to order them through the temple, and... When they've all worn out, like they got holes and shit, you have to mail them back to the temple so they can be properly disposed of. I don't know. It has something to do with the symbol embroidered on them. I have no fucking idea. Mm. I think they're stupid. They look really bad. And
sounds really uncomfortable. Like, yes. Mesh underwear?
Mormons yes. Don't want it to get out that they have skid marks, so they send it back in to destroy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey, and there's holes in my underwear. I gotta send them back to Mormon Jesus.
We're the chosen people. We don't have skid marks. So. I got a load to take back, though.
What's the white salamander?
What?
What?
I have no idea.
I watched a documentary.
Oh, on the Mormon stuff?
On Netflix?
Yeah. Murder Amongst the Mormons?
I've never heard about any of that shit until I watched the documentary. That was weird, but I'm like 300% sure it's probably true. I don't care.
It was wild.
So the female version of the underwear encourages modesty, so you're not allowed, you can't wear a tank top because you would see your shoulder underwear.
Shoulders are just so goddamn high.
I know. The round part here. Like a boob.
That's almost like the shape of a boob or a butt.
Yeah, the underwear.
Or.
I'm super into that.
Of course, the underwear is boobless. It's just the shoulder that's the issue.
Right. Yeah. And the knee-length shorts encourage modesty. I've got quotes, air quotes, for people who aren't watching video.
Because those are also crotchless.
They are not crotchless, I think. I don't know.
So you never wore them?
Absolutely not.
Is that like
not.
An 18th birthday kind of thing?
No, it's when you get married.
Oh, okay.
So you have to wear them till you're married? Or
no, you have to wear them when you get married. Once you are married,
because then you
gotta
like keep your modesty. It's
put
only for
the underwear on.
It's only for your spouse to see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not sexy. It's ugly.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Even the mesh
stupid.
One's not sexy. Like that could be pretty freaking hot.
Now, guys, let's transition into what is actually hot. This is happening at BYU. Now, when this comes out, this might be a little dated. But somebody sent this to us. Do you guys know the term soaking? Have you seen this on TikTok?
No.
Erica, no?
Like soaking in a bath?
Aurora, in a way. In a way, Aurora soaking.
I have seen it on TikTok. Yeah. I don't know it in practice.
So, okay, well, wait till tonight when you see my butthole.
If you need a jumper, I got you guys.
So,
what the somebody fuck are made we it, talking about?
Somebody made a TikTok that goes to Brigham Young University, BYU University. Okay, and it was when your bestie is called to soak in a BYU dorm and you have to jump hump for her.
Huh?
And so this somebody sent this to us. This is a post. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Huh? Oh.
This is on r/. This is a post on r/facepalm. It's a screenshot of a Twitter thing that contains a TikTok. So I'm going full Erica mode. Somebody said, "Can someone translate this into English?" And the person responded, "Some Mormon teens have convinced themselves that putting a penis in a vagina and then not moving is not sex. That's called soaking. So just inserting, penetrating, and just not moving. That's okay in the eyes of Mormon Jesus, according to BYU teens."
It's the thrust that's bad. That's where the devil's at.
So, the devil's in the sheet tails. You don't want to be thrusting. So you get somebody else to go and move the bed for you, i.e. by jumping on it, to simulate you going in and out. That's a jump hump.
So are the Mormons just hate Tempur-Pedic mattresses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Memory foam is a no-go for at BYU.
Certa. Yeah.
And, for Serta, give me the carrot back.
And of course, if you only last for a very short time, you are called the two jump chump.
Jesus Christ. Is that real?
No.
It is not.
It's gotta be.
So,
well, he's joking, making a joke off of two pump chump.
Yeah, I know, but it's got to be real in that sense as well.
Steven's definitely fucking two jump pump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two pump, two jump chump.
Steven.
Two dump chump. Is that what you said?
He's also Steven. A two dump chump. His refractory period's so short.
Steven is Luis's persona.
Oh.
From the pod.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Wow, fake fan.
Oh. She hasn't got to that episode yet.
So how did you guys enjoy your little delve into Mormonism? I feel like there's a lot to learn about religion.
Yeah.
Of course.
I could say more.
I feel like...
Say less.
I feel like the same thing happened in our area. We had a private Catholic high school where... This might have just been rumors, but I always heard that people always did like anal sex because it was against...
Yeah.
It's against their faith to have sex.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
like,
that's the
but
loophole.
If you put it in their butt, yeah. It's fine.
Are
it's
you not, talking the about the story loophole. That I told you?
I've heard it from other people.
Oh, like, really? Okay. Because I know a person that's how they lost their virginity, but she said that wasn't my virginity, which virginity is a stupid construct anyway, whatever.
Right. Agreed.
But she did it in the butt. Behind like a Joanne Fabrics.
Ooh.
That's so wild. It feels like there's so much preparation that needs to go into that. And they're just
the Joanne Fabrics retains the virginity. That's the holiest of places.
It is.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I thought Hobby Lobby.
This is even a step above Hobby Lobby.
Is Joanne Fabrics closed on Sundays?
Well, they're closed every day. That's what they sell.
Fuck you. They don't sell clothes. They sell fabric.
They sell unmade clothes. You have to do
Come
the work
on.
Yourself. They're DIY clothes.
DIY?
No, do it yourself. That's Hebrew for do it yourself. You guys ready for more stories?
Yes. I don't know.
This is a Reddit story sent in by a listener on TikTok. This does not mean fucking send me in stories on TikTok. Our TikTok DMs are broken. If you send us a message request, I can only read the top one. So sorry. And I'm not accepting people's message requests. So fuck off.
That's so weird.
But this person happened to have sent it. I clicked on it. It was a good story for once. And now I'm going to read it.
Our listeners send in all sorts of good
not
stories.
Not on TikTok, Erica. I fucking promise you. Okay. They're all 13.
Okay.
Oops.
Sometimes we get some submissions. They're like, I really need to hear your guys' view on this. And it's just such a heavy story. And it's like, this can't be enjoyable. I understand you want like a take on it, but this isn't a fun story for anybody.
Am I the asshole for deleting my friend's wedding photos in front of them?
All of them?
Oh, wow.
Now, Erica, where are you leaning?
These titles always get me because that title is... Woof, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
But like, oh, it's such a juicy story.
Do you want me to tell you the verdict now or tater?
Tater.
Potatoes.
Yeah, it was it was a starch of a story in a way. I'm not really a photographer.
I shouldn't have even indulged you by saying tater.
Yeah, I was completely thrown off my game when you said tater. I was just like, wow, Erica's rolling with the fucking punches.
I like to switch it up every once in a while.
I'm not really a photographer. I'm a dog groomer. I take lots of photos of dogs all day to put on my Facebook and Instagram. It's my thing, if that makes sense. A cut and a photo with every appointment. I very seldom shoot things other than dogs, even if I have a nice setup. A friend got married a few days ago.
This is just so insane. Like, hey, I really like the picture you took of Lassie. Can you please do our wedding photos?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A friend got married a few days ago, and wanting to save money, asked if I'd shoot it for them. I told him it's not really my forte, but he convinced me by saying he didn't care if they were perfect. They were on a shoestring budget, and I agreed to shoot it for $250, which is nothing for a 10-hour
wow.
event.
Wow.
That's a steal.
It's very cheap.
On the day of, I'm driving around following the bride as she goes from appointment to appointment before the ceremony, taking photos along the way. I shoot the ceremony itself, and during the reception, I'm shooting speeches and people mingling. I started around 11 a.m. and was due to finish around 7:30 p.m. Around 5, food is being served, and I was told I cannot stop to eat because I need to be a photographer.
No breaks?
That's not how that works.
Oh my God.
No one wants a picture of them eating food.
Correct. Yeah.
In fact, they didn't even save me a spot at any table.
Assholes!
That's not super uncommon, right? They kind of be like, you're the help. Get into the back. And then they give you a plate of food and like...
I'm sure they could find one chair.
I feel like every wedding I've been at, and maybe I just haven't been paying, I feel like there's a table for like the photographer, and maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, some people do that.
It depends on the venue.
It definitely depends on the venue.
Did you guys do that?
No, we did not have any space for any additional tables. Mm. We were at pretty much max capacity in that place. But I'm pretty sure they had like a spot in the kitchen.
Yeah, they had like a break room set up.
I'm getting tired and at this point kind of regretting doing this for next to nothing. It's also unbelievably hot. The venue is in an old Veterans Legion and it's like 110 degrees and there's no AC. I told the groom I need to take off for 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink. There's no open bar or anything. I can't even get water and my two water bottles are long empty. He tells me I need to either be a photographer or leave without pay.
Fuck no. This guy.
With the heat, being hungry, being generally annoyed at the circumstances, I asked if he was sure, and he said yes. So I deleted all the photos I took in front of him and took off saying I'm not his photographer anymore. If I was to be paid $250, honestly at that point, I would have paid $250 just for a glass of cold water and somewhere to sit for 5 minutes.
Aww.
Was I the asshole? They went right on their honeymoon and they've been off all of social media. But a lot of people have been posting on their wall asking about photos with zero responses.
Wild story.
That's a juicy one.
That's what I'm saying. It was the one good one sent to us on TikTok.
That was a good one.
Like, it's kind of shitty to delete all the photos. But he was working for, like, $250 an hour, right? Well, yeah, that's right.
$250 over 10 hours.
For the entire day.
So
25 an hour.
Okay, so that's not too bad, but... Like, to not be able to take a break or anything, it's insane.
Not even fucked up. Yeah, just take a drink break during dinner.
In my opinion, the photographer is the most important part of the day. Other than getting actually married, which is obviously the most important part of the day, having somebody there to professionally document that is worth every single penny.
I would say the most part of the day is probably breakfast, Gary style.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
The most important meal of the day, serving it up Gary's way. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
But to be fair, somebody had to be there to photograph Gary's breakfast being served. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had that moment. So, Erica, you are right.
I know.
I would agree to also, Erica, that it is like you want. And the thing is, like, you shouldn't cut corners on getting the decent photographer, because you can have someone that's like, yeah, I can take a like posed photo well, but it's like, yeah, but you have to take photos of just random people enjoying their day.
Yeah, and they like set up shots and stuff. You got to know the lighting angles. And
yeah,
that's when we got married. That was one of the first things that we discussed. Like, I want to budget the rest of our wedding around the photographer that I want and go from there.
Mm.
And that's what we did. And our photographer was incredible.
Yeah.
They were rad.
They were very cool.
They listened to at least one episode of the podcast. We'll see if they listen to this one.
That's crazy. Shout out Mitch and Savannah. Mm. Twin Flames Photography.
Twin Flames? Mm-hmm. Oh. That sucks. That's a bad name.
Well, fuck. Now, you better hope they don't listen now. Goddamn.
They're great photographers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the photos. I thought they were nice people.
They actually just moved out to Joshua Tree.
Well, Josh, they're in your tree.
Oh, motherfuckers.
They're right out back?
Yeah, I just got a call. There's two flames in my tree.
It was very funny, Aurora.
Thanks.
Mm. Wait. Oh, never mind. I thought maybe it was in like Savannah. I don't know why I thought Savannah, Georgia.
Her name is Savannah?
Yeah, I thought maybe, and there's a thing there, but I guess I'm just a Mitch.
Oh, I hate you.
Stupid little Mitch.
Oh. Okay.
So do you guys think I could be a wedding photographer?
No.
What?
Have never you seen the pictures that you've taken of me?
I have a steady hand.
No, you don't.
What are you talking about?
You should see the picture. The candid pictures that I take of Christian are fucking art, all right?
I don't know what I do wrong when I take photos of you, Erica. Like,
I think the subject might have something to do with it.
Rude! Well,
no, it's just like, I can't even like take a picture and focus. And it's like, iPhones autofocus and do all the work for you. And I'm just like, oh, here's a picture of you blurry and like bad lighting. And it's like,
Van Gogh style.
Yeah. That's what I try to tell her. I tell her it's avant-garde. And she's like, how about we try better?
Takes the worst pictures of me. It's fine.
I take cute pictures of our dog, so I could probably do a wedding.
No.
Yeah,
if that's the only requirement, I think
that's the only requirement.
This person's logic.
All right. You guys ready for the listener submissions? We, of course, have a listener submission sound, and this is an all Castelli episode.
Oh.
We have another submission Castelli. From Jonah Castelli.
That's my brother.
You guys ready?
Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the judges' listener submissions.
Pretty good sound.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I really hope there's enough cheering in the back that we don't get picked up for copyright again.
You know what? GNR, come after us. Sue our asses. We'll fucking get you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Do you want to?
Very on brand for a Castelli soundbite, I feel like.
Okay.
Now, she says, okay, but we laughed for 20 minutes today by singing.
I forgot.
Is Guy Come Fart? Okay. What was it? It was
Guy Come Fart.
Yeah, it's I can't stop. Do, 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 do.
It was playing in Spirit Halloween. Fucking,
you know that song? That
12 years later.
But I just said, Guy Come Fart. And then she ad-libbed.
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
It was just like, And we were just going through the Wendy's drive-thru doing that. And
we might have accidentally done that in front of the person that was
I hope
taking
so.
His card. Because he was like, we were just doing the, whoa. And the guy. The guy kind of, the window opened right on whoa, and he was like,
you good?
Erica, yeah. Do you know, does Wendy's, is their sound system set up where everybody can hear it in the back?
Culver's is.
Culver's is, and I didn't know that. I've done a lot of embarrassing stuff through the drive-thru at Culver's, so about 3 years of that, and then Erica tells me, yeah, everybody can hear it in the back, and I went, uh-oh.
At least the one at the one in our hometown.
So, guys, speaking of embarrassing things, can we get into this listener-submitted story? This is sent to us via email. judgiespod@gmail.com. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For insisting my ex take my pictures off his Instagram?
No.
Email.
Sorry. How many pictures are we talking about?
This is from iPlasda, but his hip is a bit of...
Good.
Oh, I shouldn't dox them. Do you guys have an IH name? Hello, am I an asshole for insisting that my ex-boyfriend take the pictures of us together off of his Instagram?
I have an IH name.
Yeah? I've f***ed in?
Josh, why do you only say that on my episodes?
Continue, man.
How about I hreen?
Ina?
Okay. It doesn't come up, but we can refer to them as Ina. Am I the asshole for insisting that my ex-boyfriend take the pictures of us together off of his Instagram? I'm a 20-year-old female, and my ex and I officially broke up over 2 years ago. It was brought to my attention by a friend of mine that the pictures of him and I at my senior prom are still on his Instagram. The original comments and everything. The problem is that he deleted the pictures from his prom, which he went to with a different girl, but chose to keep mine. He was very abusive, mentally and verbally, when we were together. I'm getting married in 8 months to a different person, and I sent a very kind message to his current girlfriend, which he has no pictures of her posted, asking her to please ask him to take down the pictures. She read the message, but never responded and blocked me immediately. A friend of mine offered to directly message him for me, but he read her message and also ignored her. I'm sure I started some turmoil in their relationship, but it makes me so uncomfortable that he chose to keep up those pictures, especially since I'm beginning a whole new chapter of my life with someone new. The pictures still remain up to this day. Am I the asshole here?
I feel like everyone sucks here.
This is a weird situation. At first, I was going to be like, maybe the dude just doesn't use Instagram anymore. That's not too unlikely. But to see here that like a third party messaged him and left them on red is like, oh, wait, so he does use his Instagram?
Yeah, it means he at the minimum logged into his Instagram.
Like, I have an Instagram, but it's literally a single picture from like 3 years ago. So, like, I get the idea of like not using it much.
Yeah, well, you deleted the pictures of me and you at prom.
Well, yeah.
Mainly because we snuck in at the age of 24.
Yuck.
I feel like...
It's a prank.
What a good prank.
I feel like I don't like either person in this situation. Yeah. On one hand, I understand why she's upset, because if he was abusive, this could just be like one last hold he has over her.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, you've moved on.
Yeah.
What do you... Don't give a shit what he's doing.
Yeah.
Don't even think about him.
That's where my head's at.
That's kind of where I'm at,
too. Just, like, block the account and just, you know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, do you guys delete pictures of your exes when you guys started dating?
Yeah.
We have no exes, so.
Hmm.
All my exes live in Texas, so.
Aurora, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Did you have to delete a lot of pictures?
Are you talking about from Instagram?
Just in general.
Just in general, if you had to delete pictures off of social media.
Yeah.
I would have to, like, if we broke up, I would have to just delete my whole social media presence.
Yeah.
And start from scratch, because that's literally 12 years. 12 years of photos.
Yeah. That would be a tough sell on Tinder. To have 12 pictures of a previous relationship. For either of you. It wouldn't be a good look. Why are you looking at me like that?
Huh?
Well, I've got selfies.
Well, I just mean, like, if someone goes to search you up, they're going to see your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And see that you've got a grand 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
So you're a picture deleter, huh, Aurora?
Yeah, I thought it was weird to continue to have them.
I don't think I've ever posted a picture with a significant other before Aurora. I never used Instagram. I don't think I posted images on Facebook. So I think I wouldn't. I don't know. I just feel like whatever. I know some people are like very big on like deleting, like they'll delete phone numbers, they'll delete everything like right away. And I'm just like, oh.
I mean,
I maybe, just don't even think about it.
I'm sure that helps certain people like with the breakup process. Feel like you've cut all ties.
But if somebody asked me and they're like, can you delete that? I'd be like, oh, sure. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm just not attached to stuff like that though.
But that goes to my, on one hand.
Yeah.
If he was emotionally or even any kind of abusive to her, mm-hmm. I could totally see that as a ploy, like just one last jab in there.
Yeah. Am I a weirdo for not wanting to post like pictures of us? Like, I don't want people to know about my personal life, but I'm willing to tell them about me like shitting myself.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Is that weird? I feel weird.
Probably.
I would say that would be weird if you weren't that same way in every facet of your life.
Okay.
Just because it's not even a malicious thing. Your brain is just, it just doesn't come up there, man. I'll tell you some pretty important information while we're hanging out. And then like 3 days later, I'll be like, hey, did you tell Erica that? And you're just, oh, no. That's just completely forgot.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Do you not want me to post about our life?
Oh, I'm fine with you doing it. Like, it doesn't bother me that you do it.
And, like, tag you in it?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's just, like, I would never do that. And, like, Erica gave me a picture. She's like, oh, you can hang this in your office. I was like, I would hang it in my office. What do you mean? She's like, I have a dozen pictures of us. And I was like, that's the thing people do other than in, like, movies? I thought, like, the wallet picture was a thing from TV shows. I didn't know that's a real thing that happens.
Really?
Yeah. And I worked at the CVS. I did wallet photos all the time.
Man, a lot of low-budget films being produced these days.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it was weirdo grandparents at that point.
Do you have a picture of me in your wallet?
No.
Why?
Lit.
Yes, correct. Listen, I get it from her. You're giving me a look, but...
Did you hang that up in your office?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do a surprise visit and check, report back to you guys.
It's that picture and then just a bunch of technical documents on the wall, so.
It's a good picture of me.
It is. I agree. But, like, I mean, in that same, like, areas, my coworkers didn't know I was getting married when I took off a week vacation to get married. I came back and they're just like, what?
I feel like the kind of environment that you described, it's probably good that you don't tell them about, like, personal things because they'll, like, find out everything.
That's, yeah.
Hospitals are very gossipy.
It's like high school.
Yeah.
That scares me. I get scared when I see the people doing nursing school at college. I'm just like, oh, I don't like you guys. They got their rolly backpacks and...
They're intimidating.
Scrubs and shit. And
you hear how fast they're coming down the hallways.
Yeah, like, and they're all like, there's so many all the time.
Nursing majors are the fastest people you ever see running into a class to get a C. You know what I mean? Like, most people who rush to a class get like at least a B+.
You guys are fucking us right now. We gotta have a lot.
They're all probably like so mean.
I am abstaining from this conversation.
Oh, no.
Well, they call them pricks for a reason because they fucking give you all them IV needles.
I like nurses, but I don't understand how... Wait.
That's a tough...
Maybe I'll stop.
Like, it doesn't sound like you like nurses.
I do.
I don't like nursing students.
But there's an incredible trend in which a lot of nurses are... past bullies,
yeah,
according to stereotype and people that I've actually met, and anti-vax.
And yes, yeah. Well, in our area of where we live, it's just like there's two jobs, and one of them is nurse. So it just
factory.
Yeah,
yeah. You positively. What's that like? Positive or correlation bias, where it's like you just think of like everybody who I know fucking sucks. That's a nurse. When it could just be you're forgetting the people who are nurses that don't make a fucking stink about how ivermectin is a good drug to use against
COVID-19.
That's
your last time to use that word, Josh.
Fuck, I'm out of ivermectin.
I'm not saying that I don't like them. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. Are we done?
Hopefully.
Huh? Yeah, I'm sure we're done.
We're done. Guys, if you want to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, other things, Erica, where can they do that at? What's our handle?
At Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, what else should they do, man?
And if you got a story you want us to read, send that in to us at judgiespod@gmail.com.
And if you want to see some bomb ass thumb person tweets, go ahead over. Aurora, what's that Twitter handle?
It's Hosh Jai Smith, twitter.com.
HOSHJIGHSMITH, much too long to spell out. And head over to our Patreon. More bonus content on the way.
Way.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
The judges love you.
Indeed.